You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. Today, WBHM and AL.com hosted a lunch discussion focusing on the ongoing bus issue with Hoover Public Schools. WBHM's Dan Carson and AL.com's John Anderson were on hand to take the public's questions and help facilitate discussion. Our Southern Education Desk reporter, Dan Carson, joins us now to tell us more about the event. Hi, Dan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The issue with busing with the Hoover Public Schools has been an ongoing issue for quite some time now. So before we talk about today's event, catch us up to where we are now with this issue.
Right. That's a good thing to do. This is a very complicated story. So basically, very quick overview. Last summer, the school board sort of surprised many in the community by voting to cancel school busing service starting in the following school year. Then, in the face of a lot of public pressure and guidance from the Justice Department, rescinded that. The school board later went back on that, reinstated the busing, but later came out, actually just this past month, came out with a fee schedule. In other words, kids who ride the school buses in Hoover would have to pay. Basically, the amount for a single child riding was roughly $40 a month. It's graduated for kids who are on free or reduced lunch. There are significant discounts for low-income families, in other words.
But there's been some pushback from these fees.
Yes, and now it's very complicated and sort of convoluted how this happened, but that decision has been put off for a year. In other words, these fees would kick in, if things stand the way they are now, they would kick in at the beginning of the school year in 2015.
So there's been a lot of conversation around this issue, especially among parents who have students in the Hoover school system. And we spoke to many of them during our event today. Tell us about some of the people that we talked with.
Well, one person that we spoke with was a night nurse named Alinda Brown. She's the mother of two, and some of her concerns were they echoed a lot of what I've been hearing in the community. And this is what she had to say.
It concerns me because I'm a single parent, and like I said, I have two children that are two different schools. And the shift that I work, it makes it very hard for me to be able to get my kids to school. So this is a very pressing and urgent matter for myself and for the children.
We also spoke with Pam McDougall, who has one child in the schools, and she actually said it wasn't so much of a concern for herself right now because she could make arrangements to drive her child to school.
I don't see driving my daughter to school as an inconvenience. I see it as something that, at this moment, I am able to do. That could change at any given time, depending on a job change or if we move to a different area. The school system had buses. It was in the original charter of the Hoover school system to always have busing, and that's why we moved here.
We also spoke with Gianna Zellner. She's worried about the people who have been hardest hit by the economy in general.
My concerns personally are that it's going to impact the people who honestly cannot afford another way to get their children to school because they have two or more jobs. Both parents work. They have multiple children at different schools, and Hoover being so large, there's no way to get multiple children to different schools. Asking students who can't pay for their own lunch to pay to ride the bus is just appalling to me.
We heard from many people with a variety of concerns about what is going on with Hoover buses. And there was an animated discussion.
No doubt.
Lots of questions from the public. What were some of the big takeaways for you after the conversation?
Well, one thing that people should understand about this very ongoing situation is that it's far from resolved. A lot can happen in a year. I mean, the fees right now are set to kick in a year, but there's the issue of whether it's even legal based on state law. State law specifies you can't charge bus fees for the first six grades. Now, whether there'd be some kind of waiver, whether the state legislature gets involved, I mean, there's that issue. I've heard rumors of lawsuits over this, just rumors at this point, but, you know, anything, a lot can happen in a year. And as we found out kind of the hard way with a lot of these situations that become political, the courts often get involved too. So we'll have to wait and see about that. I think one reason this story has garnered so much attention is that it gets to a basic question, and that basic question, and it's something that people are fighting over all around the country, what can you expect from government? In this case, the question is, how many services can you expect from public schools? You know, most would probably agree that there's a moral and ethical right to an education, but does that include the right to be transported to where you get that education? It's a legal question, it's a moral question. And a lot of this is going to be hashed out, hopefully relatively soon, but it's probably going to drag out for a while.
That's WBHM's education reporter, Dan Carson. Hey, Dan, thanks for talking with us.
Anytime.